From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama and his family are in Cuba at the start of a historic three-day visit to the communist-run island, the first by a sitting president in 88 years. Mr. Obama restored diplomatic ties last year after a 55-year break. He arrived aboard the presidential aircraft Air Force One. He was greeted by Cuba's foreign minister. Mr. Obama also met with U.S. Embassy staff.
For the first time ever, Air Force One has landed in Cuba, and this is our very first stop. So this is a historic visit, and it's a historic opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people and to forge new agreements and commercial deals, to build new ties between our two peoples. And for me to lay out my vision for a future that's brighter than our past.
Mr. Obama, accompanied by American lawmakers, corporate executives, and prominent Cuban Americans, will hold talks with his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro Monday, meet Cuban entrepreneurs, members of the civil society, including human rights activists, and deliver an address to the Cuban people. As the president arrived, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. They were chanting, "Obama, Cuba has a dream." Kenya's military says it killed 34 al-Shabaab militants in two separate clashes in southern Somalia. A spokesman said 13 militants were, including a mid-level al-Shabaab commander, captured after their forces engaged militants plotting an attack on Kenyan forces in Siriri in lower Juba State. He said another 21 al-Shabaab militants were killed Saturday after they were ambushed traveling near Amadfadao. The spokesman said two Kenyan soldiers were killed, five others wounded during the fierce battle. This is VOA News.